This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Item two on our list of news not being covered is of the government debt variety. A judge has approved a restructuring deal to address some of Puerto Rico's massive debt. It sits at least $72 billion all in. This particular deal only addresses $4 billion of that debt, but it could, stressing could, clear a way out of years of loan defaults and fiscal insolvency for the island and U.S. Commonwealth. Marketplace's Andy Euler is on that one.
Puerto Rico is not a state, so it can't file for bankruptcy. This consensual debt restructuring agreement is just a deal that was worked out between Puerto Rico's government development bank and hedge funds, local credit unions, and other creditors. Kate Long, founder of Puerto Rico Clearinghouse, a debt research firm, says this is a really important first step.
It partitions a very complex process into individual pieces that can be resolved, you know, without all the other competing noise around it.
Long says $4 billion out of 72 isn't a lot. It's under 5%. But she says because this agreement restructures the Government Development Bank, which oversaw the island's debt transactions, Puerto Ricans will directly see the benefit of this deal.
There were many Puerto Ricans that had exposure through their credit unions. So this debt deal ensures that they won't get it all. They're only getting about 55% recovery, but that's certainly better than zero.
Jose Caraballo Cueto is an economist at the University of Puerto Rico. He says those rebuilding the island after Hurricane Maria have recovery money. They're paying taxes in Puerto Rico. That's revenue the government can use to start repaying the debt. But he's worried about what happens when that money dries up and says these agreements need to be sustainable. Without that,
we are not going to see an economic recovery for many years.
He says without real economic growth beyond hurricane recovery, the cycle of debt on the island is bound to continue. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.